Since April, Maine Public's been following the journey of two Mainers through hiking the Appalachian Trail, Danny Moody of Winthrop and Dan Giguere of Manchester, Maine. Danny, trail name Bubba, and Dan, trail name Lieutenant, are hiking the trail with Danny's dog Daisy, no trail name, from its origin in Georgia to its end at Mount Katahdin. As of this week, Danny, Dan, and Daisy have walked about 1,100 miles. I checked in with Danny from the trail's halfway point, and I asked him what the biggest challenges that they've encountered.
The biggest challenge so far, I would probably say, is just the humidity of Virginia. These past couple days that we've been hiking, it's just been like 90, and it's 90 degrees, and then on top of that, you have the humidity, so it's, you know, it's probably about 105, I think, is the real feel on some of the days, and it's just, it's so hard to push your miles out that day when it's that hot, so we ended up, like, cutting a couple of the days short, and then your water, you got to make sure you have a water supply, so kind of in turn with these hot days, you're carrying more water than you should, so you got more weight. So it's just been making the days a little bit harder. But luckily, we're out of Virginia on to Pennsylvania, where it's rocky, but I can already tell, like, the nights are a little bit cooler. The days aren't quite as humid, so it's been pretty nice.
You are at the halfway mark now. How do you think you'll do the second half differently?
We plan on doing the second half faster than we did the first half, just because, you know, those first month of being out on the trail, you're basically just getting your trail legs under you, getting into shape, and at this point, your body is just tuned to walk up and down mountains. So doing more miles a day, more consistently, we can hopefully get through the second half a lot shorter.
What about the pack weight? When we talked before, you told me you've dropped 20 pounds off the pack from 50 pounds to 30?
When I was packing up my pack for the first time, I was like, all right, this is like the absolute minimum that I need. Like, there's nothing extra here. And then you get out here and you're carrying around. You're like, nope, I'm not carrying that anymore. Or I'm going to get rid of that. So then you start sending the stuff home, and then you really kind of get down to what your base weight is. And that's like what you really need.
Walking all day, every day for months really has to change you. How different do you look?
So it's actually funny. I was at a gas station and I was buying, we were leaving the town. So typically, you'll buy like a beer that you can pack out. And like, that's what you have to look forward to for dinner that day. So I was trying to buy a beer and I was at the gas station. I handed her my ID and she questioned it. And I was like, oh, like, I swear it's me. Like, it's not a fake ID by any means. But I mean, that was me like 2 months ago. So, and then she was kind of like looking at me. She goes, all right, yeah, no, now I see it. So that was the real point where I was like, I guess I do look different.
Okay, so halfway in, are you guys confident you're going to finish?
I'm definitely confident we're going to finish, unless, like, mentally, I'm loving it every second out here. As long as it's not raining and kind of like crappy weather, I'm right in heaven out here hiking. I think Lieutenant's the same way. So as far as, like, mentally, I think we're all good. Physically, if something happened, I mean, that's kind of out of our control. But I think that would be the only thing that would keep us from completing the trail at this point, if something physically went wrong.
When you do finish, what do you think you might do differently when you get back?
When I go home, I just don't plan on needing as many things. You really have like an understanding of the things that you want in life and the things that you need. So coming out here was kind of, it's kind of like a refresher, really. It makes you like, it's kind of got me excited to go home and say, like, you know, how much cheaper is my life going to be now that I've lived out here out of a backpack, and compared to like when I was living at home and I had all the luxuries of just like a gas station down the road, or, you know what I mean, delivery and everything as small as like just like getting water and something like that.
Danny Moody, thanks so much.
You're welcome.